if you saw some kids on it.
Other than unless it was a merry-go-round or something like that.
Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure.
It might be. I don't know either.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you saw kids on going up and down, now this is going back to another question, and you told me the answer. Mm-hmm. You're going up and down on, and it wasn't, you know, the plank was just on something in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You would say the children are
jumping?
No, oh. Not the jumping one, the other one.
Seesaw?
Yeah, okay. If you tied a long rope to a tree limb and you put a seat on it so the children could go back and forth, you were making a
swing.
Okay. Now what do you carry coal in?
Well, most people's when all I ever carried in when I did use some coal, I just had an old bucket or something that I carried coal in.
Okay. What do you have that goes from the stove to the chimney?
Stove pipe.
And here's, I bet you use this one. It's got a little wheel in front, and you got two handles, and you push it.
A little wheel in, wheelbarrow.
Right. Okay. But do you have any other names for it? I'm maybe going too fast.
No, that's the only thing I ever knew was a wheelbarrow.
Okay. If you have a stone that you can carry around and to sharpen things, what would you call it?
What did they call it? I don't know what, I can't remember exactly whether it was a sharpened, they would say a sharpened rock or what it was, but my daddy had one. He used to sharpen his knives on it. It was a funny looking type rock, and he used to sharpen knives and things on, but I can't really remember what it was.
Okay. There's another kind where the stone is fixed on a stand and it's got a handle on it.
Grinding rock, that would be.
Okay. I thought I got this already. What is the thing that you drive?
A car.
Okay. And, let's see. If something is squeaking and to lubricate it, you have to do what to it? It's not oil, but it's
grease.
Okay. And if he did it yesterday, what would you say that person did?
I would say she greased the car yesterday.
All right. Now, if you got it all over your hands, you'd say, my hands are
messy.
No, if you're
greasy.
Okay. If you have a door hinge that's squeaking and you're not using grease, what are you using? What do you ought to do to it?
Oil it.
All right. Let's see, if you have something that you used to burn in lamps, you know, they don't have electric bulbs, but you used to burn it in lamps, what you call it?
Kerosene.
Okay, is there any other thing that you might have called it?
Well, they used to just say oil lamp or kerosene, but it's really, the real name for it was kerosene.
Okay. If you had a lamp you just kind of put together with a rag and a bottle and some kerosene, what would you call it?
They used to call that a flambeau.
Oh, okay. If the inside of a car has a a car tire has something.
A reel? Or let's see.
No, inside of
a car. Tube. Okay. In a tube.
All right. Now, I don't know whether you live around water and would know these words. I'll try anyway. They've just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, so you say they are going to do what to the boat? They're going to.
Would they anchor it? Oh, no.
No, they just put it in.
I don't know, because I never lived too much around water. Like you say, I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes people go out fishing in a small lake. And they do it in a
rowboat.
Okay. Would that rowboat have a flat or a round bottom?
I really don't know, but I